Soaring through the stormy skies of Sydney were 160 passengers on board a Singapore Airlines flight, just happy to be heading back to Australia.
Hey, welcome back. Welcome back.
They were greeted at the airport by claps and cheers from emotional family and friends, some who hadn't seen each other since the start of the pandemic.
Very happy.
My partner's been studying in Queensland and I've just been working. So I went back to Singapore and I was stuck there for about a year and a half. So it feels good to be back here finally.
The reunion after such long separation was almost too much to bear for some families. The Dwyers were at the airport to greet Lynn's parents from Vietnam.
Nearly 3 years we haven't seen each other. And my son, 17 months old, never met him. Very, very devastating. So emotional.
Her husband, Greg, says the separation has been tough.
Yeah, it's been a long time, hasn't it? A lot of video calls between now and then. They were supposed to come last April and didn't make it.
The arrivals are the first under a new travel bubble arrangement between Singapore and Australia. Australians have been allowed to travel to Singapore since the 8th of November. Singapore is only the second country after New Zealand where citizens are allowed to visit Australia without quarantine. Travellers must be fully vaccinated and test negative to COVID-19 before departure. They can only fly into New South Wales and Victoria, as no other states are accepting quarantine-free international flights.
It was very simple, actually. I was pleasantly surprised. Everything is automated. The check-in counter was seamless. It was fantastic. It was better than I expected, to be honest.
Also greeting the visitors was a Tourism Australia band playing iconic Aussie songs and uniformed staff handing out stuffed toy koalas.
Buying bread from a man in Brussels.
The travel bubble marks the launch of a new Tourism Australia advertising campaign targeting the Singapore market.
Singapore, Australia is open and it's yours to explore. There are cities to discover, stars to sit under, and there's fuzzy, furry, flappy, funny mates to meet. So it's time to dive in.
Singapore is one of Australia's most lucrative tourist markets, with a long history of high-spending travellers. Also on the flight were members of another important Australian market, international students, who've been unable to study on campus since the start of the pandemic. Around 130,000 university students from around the world still remain outside Australia, but it's hoped most will be able to return before the start of first semester next year. 500 fully vaccinated students will land in Sydney in early December as part of a New South Wales government initiative. Victoria too will be welcoming back 120 a week from next month under a similar plan, but there are different rules in other Australian jurisdictions. Some education advocates are concerned that the lack of a unified approach by states and territories is confusing. Phil Honeywood is the chief executive of the International Education Association of Australia.
We need to have a conversation at National Cabinet in which common sense prevails. We're not eight different countries, and we have an indicative date provided to young people who in many cases have been waiting 2 years offshore in their home country to get some type of indication from Australia that we actually want them back.
He says international students will also provide a much-needed boost to Australia's economy and tourism industry. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Claire Slattery, SBS News.